AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A new immigration crackdown is underway in New Orleans. Homeland Security says it targets violent criminals. Meantime, federal authorities are preparing an operation in Minnesota focusing on Somali immigrants. Alex Shaw with CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations.
As we know, the large majority of Somalis in Minnesota are legal permanent residents or citizens. That does not mean that that folks with legal status are, you know, totally immune from interactions with federal law enforcement.
Ukraine and its European allies are accusing Russian President Vladimir Putin of feigning interest in peace efforts. Nayarn Kim reports it comes after 5 hours of talks at the Kremlin with U.S. envoys produced no breakthrough.
Before heading into a NATO meeting in Brussels, Estonia's Foreign Minister Margus Tsahkna spoke to reporters.
He's pushing more aggressively on the battlefield. It's pretty obvious that he doesn't want to have any kind of peace.
Latvia's Foreign Minister Baiba Braža also commented.
Russia is trying to split NATO, and they are trying to get it through these so-called peace talks.
Putin met late Tuesday in Moscow with U.S. President Donald Trump's envoy Steve Witkoff and son-in-law Jared Kushner. The Russian and American sides agreed not to disclose the substance of the talks, but Yuri Ushakov, a senior advisor to Putin, spoke briefly to reporters. Some of the wording that was proposed to us doesn't suit us, so the work will continue. The meeting was another step in a renewed U.S. push to broker a peace deal that has been out of reach since Trump's return to office in January. I'm Nayarn Kim.
Salvador Plasencia, the doctor who sold ketamine to Friends star Matthew Perry before his overdose death, has been sentenced to 2.5 years in prison. And stocks closed higher again, the S&P up 0.3%, again approaching its all-time high. The Dow gained more than 400 points, close to 0.9%. The Nasdaq added 0.2%. This is AP News. Ed Donahue reports veteran Charles Shea has died at age 101.
Shea was a 19-year-old Army medic when he landed on Omaha Beach in Normandy on D-Day in 1944.
Well, I guess I was prepared to give my life if I had to.
Shea was from the Penobscot tribe from Indian Island in Maine and was awarded the Silver Star for repeatedly plunging into the sea and carrying critically wounded soldiers to relative safety. Just last year, Shea told the AP he hoped the end of the war would have brought peace.
To see that it has had more effect on the whole world, but it has not. Because you see that we go from one war to the next.
Charles Shea had been living in France since 2018, not far from Normandy. I'm Ed Donahue.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.